Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Case study for Clara, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. Ascendant and first house, Cancer and Pushya Nakshatra. Second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, first house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Cancer and Pushya second Pada. Clara's ascendant falls in Cancer, a sign ruled by the moon, bringing with it a natural emotional sensitivity, nurturing instinct, and protective demeanor. Cancer ascendants tend to operate from the heart, but in this case, Pushya Nakshatra adds a layer of discipline, emotional maturity, and spiritual responsibility to that soft exterior. Pushya is associated with Brihaspati, the divine teacher, indicating that Clara's outer self is seen as trustworthy, stabilizing, and emotionally reliable. The second Pada, which maps to Virgo Navamsha, adds a mental and service-oriented edge to this emotional framework. This combination suggests a personality that appears calm, supportive, and emotionally grounded, yet is constantly analyzing and refining her sense of identity. Clara is likely disciplined in her emotional responses, often appearing more in control than she feels. Her nurturing nature is measured, thoughtful, and subtly strategic. She doesn't give to just anyone. She gives to those she deems truly in need or deserving. This Pada also implies a tendency towards self-containment, where Clara may carry the emotional burdens of others quietly, while retaining a poised and competent external image. She likely feels safest when her environment is ordered and her support is recognized. Navamsha chart expression, inner self, Virgo, first house. Clara's inner self is revealed by Virgo rising in the Navamsha, showing that her soul is defined by precision, improvement, and meaningful service. Her core identity is built around being useful, responsible, and exacting. Internally, she is much more self-critical and organized than she lets on. Key inner traits. Clara is methodical in self-growth, frequently assessing her behaviors, emotions, and progress. Emotionally, she may hide vulnerability behind helpfulness, preferring to demonstrate worth through action rather than exposure. There is a karmic tendency to prioritize duty over comfort, making her soul's journey focused on refining how she gives without depleting herself. This Virgo Navamsha layer also reflects a soul that has come through lifetimes where clarity, devotion to service, and healing others through practical means were central to identity. Integration. Emotional stability meets analytical refinement. Outward expression, Cancer Pushya second Pada. Emotionally wise, nurturing but boundaried, comforting presence with a subtle instinct for mentorship and protection. Inward reality, Virgo Navamsha first house. Highly self-aware, often critical of her own emotional reactions, and deeply committed to evolving through disciplined care and thoughtful contribution. Core conflict. Clara's heart wants to care deeply, but her mind wants proof, safety, and structure. This can lead to inner anxiety about whether her giving is good enough or whether her emotions are too much. Karmic lesson. To understand that emotional nurturing does not need perfection and that service must include the self. Balance must be found between supporting others and refining her own emotional world without guilt. Summary of Ascendant Synthesis. Clara is the embodiment of soft power, emotionally present yet mentally precise. She walks the world with a gentle strength, appearing calm and composed, while her inner world is devoted to understanding, healing, and improvement. Her personality reveals a karmic pattern of being a structured nurturer, someone who is called to guide, support, and stabilize, but who must also learn to receive care without apology. Her evolution lies in letting the heart and mind work together, not in opposition, and allowing herself the grace she so readily gives to others. Case study for Clara, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. First house, Rahu in Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra, fourth Pada Navamsha Pisces, 12th house. Hash natal chart expression, outer self, Rahu in first house. Rahu in the first house amplifies the personality, giving Clara a mysterious, magnetizing presence. Displacement often results in an identity that is difficult to define, partly shaped by external projections and internal uncertainty. Rahu's influence can cause distortion in self-image, especially when in the sign of Cancer, where emotional needs, family patterns, and instinctual behaviors dominate the psyche. In Ashlesha Nakshatra, Rahu intensifies themes of emotional entanglement, subtle power, karmic pull, and protective manipulation. Ashlesha's coiling energy wraps around the psyche, making Clara appear emotionally perceptive, intuitive, and even therapeutic, yet secretive and emotionally complex. Prone to forming deep emotional attachments or dependencies, which may not be visible to others. Capable of psychic insight, but also vulnerable to internalizing others' emotions and misjudging her own motives. The fourth pada of Ashlesha falls in Pisces Navamsha, giving a highly mystical and dissolving undertone to Rahu's external drama. This creates a person who can shapeshift emotionally to suit their environment, but may lose personal clarity in the process. Clara might absorb projections of others and reflect them unconsciously, struggle with emotional boundaries and identity fusion with close others, be karmically drawn to roles that require emotional camouflage, healing, or manipulation. Navamsha expression, Pisces, 12th house. In the Navamsha, Rahu shifts to Pisces in the 12th house, placing the soul in a highly karmic zone tied to dissolution, isolation, subconscious patterning, and past life entanglement. This reveals that Clara's soul has unresolved karmas related to escapism, abandonment, or spiritual disillusionment. She may carry latent mystical or psychic abilities, but they are veiled beneath emotional confusion or subtle addictions. Her soul seeks transcendence, but through this pursuit, she may have bypassed emotional integrity in past lives. This placement can lead to self-undoing behaviors when Clara attempts to escape her emotional pain or complexity, particularly through fantasy, retreat, or emotional codependency. Integration, outer intensity versus inner dissolution. Outer Rah Ashlesh 4th Pada, Cancer and Pisces Navamsha. A complex emotional persona that commands attention and mystifies others, yet struggles with anchoring identity in personal truth. Her nurturing instinct can turn possessive or evasive when threatened. Inner Rahu, Pisces 12th house, a soul in search of release, forgiveness, and higher merging, carrying karmic residue from abandonment, emotional loss, or mystical misuse. Core conflict. Clara desires control over how she is seen and emotionally related to, but internally she feels adrift, dissolved, or undefined. Karmic lesson, to build emotional identity with healthy detachment, not escape. She must learn that true spiritual power emerges from self-honesty, not mystification. Summary of Rahu and First House Synthesis. Rahu in Ashlesha Nakshatra gives Clara a karmically charged outer identity, emotionally hypnotic, guarded, and wise beyond her years. But this power comes at a price, difficulty locating a consistent sense of self and an unconscious tendency to mirror others' needs while suppressing her own. The soul behind this Rahu is learning to transcend illusion without retreat and to be emotionally authentic without fearing vulnerability. Clara's growth lies in moving from emotional manipulation to emotional mastery, and from identity fusion to soul clarity. Only then will she anchor her magnetic presence in truth rather than projection. Case study for Clara. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. Fourth house. Mars in Libra, Chitra Nakshatra, third Pada, Navamsha Libra, second house. Natal chart expression of Mars in fourth house. Mars in the fourth house shapes Clara's emotional roots, inner security, and domestic energy. In Libra, Mars faces a natural challenge. This planet of action and conflict enters a Venusian sign of balance and harmony. This often results in inner emotional conflict, difficulty expressing anger constructively, or indirect assertion in home and family matters. Placed in Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars itself, this energy becomes constructive, creative, yet perfectionist. The third Pada, falling in Libra Navamsha, sharpens the desire for beauty, fairness, and aesthetic control in emotional or private life. This combination gives Clara a sharp eye for flaws in her emotional environment or family dynamics, often trying to fix her inner world through external harmony. A need to assert control subtly within relationships, especially behind closed doors. Emotional drive tied to self-worth, privacy, and visual or energetic perfection in her home or internal space. there is likely a pattern of emotional frustration expressed through silence, performance, or indirect assertion, especially if Clara feels misunderstood or unseen in domestic life. Navamsha expression, Libra, second house. In Navamsha, Mars lands in Libra again, but now in the second house, shifting the expression toward values, speech, and resource dynamics. This suggests that internally, Clara's soul is learning to balance assertion with diplomacy in matters of self-worth and communication. She may struggle between expressing anger or holding peace, especially in conversations involving family or security. Karmic patterns may involve using beauty, charm, or intellectual argumentation to mask deeper emotional needs or emotional rigidity. This Mars shows a soul working through karmas related to how power was used or suppressed in speech and values, possibly indicating past lives where the voice was forceful or misused, now being refined through grace and balance. Integration, inner conflict, emotional precision, and harmonized assertion. Outer Mars, Chitra Third Pada, Libra in Libra Navamsha, aesthetic warrior. Clara seeks to build internal safety through control, design, or negotiation, often hiding frustration behind grace. Inner Mars, Libra second house, a soul that is refining the way it expresses power, values, and desire, aiming to achieve harmony without losing self-assertion. Core conflict. Clara wants to feel emotionally anchored, but her instincts are often tethered to appearances or relational politeness, delaying authentic emotional release. Karmic lesson. Learning to integrate direct emotional expression with relational poise and understanding that authenticity in emotional confrontation is not disharmony, it's integrity. Summary of fourth house synthesis. Mars and Chitra Nakshatra in the fourth house makes Clara someone who internally craves structured emotional safety, yet outwardly channels frustration through measured beauty, control, or strategic silence. She is a quiet designer of emotional space, one who wants inner clarity and justice, but must learn to speak her fire as cleanly as she arranges her peace. Her strength lies not in emotional suppression, but in turning her inner tension into decisive grace and clear emotional boundaries. Case study for Clara, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis, 5th house, Moon in Scorpio, Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 6th house. Natal chart expression, outer self, moon in fifth house. The moon in the fifth house links Clara's emotional world to creativity, romance, children, and expression of joy. In this position, the heart seeks release through play, performance, and connection. However, in Scorpio, the moon becomes debilitated and emotional expression turns intense, guarded, and prone to deep undercurrents. Placed in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, the moon becomes authoritative, protective, and emotionally strategic. Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, brings emotional intelligence mixed with a desire to retain dominance. The third Pada, falling in Aquarius Navamsha, adds a distant and fixed mental framework to already intense feelings. Clara's moon here expresses as emotionally reactive beneath a composed surface. She may appear detached or independent, but is deeply emotionally engaged. Sensitive to perceived power dynamics in romantic or creative expressions. Struggling with emotional vulnerability in love, often oscillating between control and detachment. This placement may show past experiences where emotional expression was either punished or used manipulatively, causing Clara to now guard her creative joy or romantic heart. Navamsha expression, Aquarius, 6th house. In the Navamsha, the moon lands in Aquarius in the 6th house, shifting the emotional nature into a dutiful, reform-driven, and detached emotional cycle. Internally, Clara feels safest when helping others, solving systemic issues, or emotionally detaching from chaos. Emotions are processed through rationality or humanitarian filters rather than personal sentiment. There is often a strong inner critic, always monitoring whether emotional needs are practical or too self-centered. This moon implies karmic memories of having to suppress personal feelings for the sake of group duty, institutional expectations, or healing others. Integration. Intensity, detachment, and emotional service. Outer moon, Jyeshtha third Pada, Scorpio in Aquarius Navamsha. Strong emotional undercurrents, often masked by independence or logic. Clara may come across as cool in romantic dynamics, but her inner world is anything but. Inner moon, Aquarius sixth house. The soul processes emotion as a function, not a flow, routinely checking emotions for purpose, duty, or relevance. Core conflict. Clara desires emotional depth, but also fears emotional dependence. Her soul questions if feeling deeply will distract from her larger mission or make her vulnerable to old pain. Karmic lesson. To allow creative and romantic vulnerability to exist without judgment. To learn that joy is healing and expression isn't weakness. Has summary of fifth house synthesis. Clara's moon in Jyeshtha reveals a powerful emotional core masked by restraint and reason. She is capable of emotional precision, strategic caregiving, and immense intuitive perception, yet often distances herself from her own joy. Her karmic challenge is to reclaim creativity without shame and to allow love to be something she doesn't need to manage, just feel. The more she learns to share her joy without filtering it, the more her emotional complexity becomes a gift, not a burden. Case study for Clara, natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis. Sixth house, Mercury in Sagittarius, Purvada Nakshatra, second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, first house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Mercury in sixth house. Mercury in the sixth house directs Clara's intelligence and communication into problem solving, conflict resolution, work discipline, and analytical tasks. In Sagittarius, Mercury becomes expansive, idealistic, and philosophical, though sometimes scattered or righteous in argumentation. In Purva Ashada Nakshatra, this Mercury acquires a bold, victorious quality. The second Pada, placed in Virgo Navamsha, roots this energy into an analytical, precise, and skill-focused mindset. This makes Clara's style of handling challenges methodical and belief-driven, always referencing a bigger picture when dealing with details. Drawn to healing or justice-oriented vocations where thought becomes a tool for bettering others' lives. At times, her intellectual defense mechanisms may lean into moral superiority or philosophical detachment, masking emotional discomfort. Purva Ashada lends a fierce undercurrent. Clara doesn't back down from intellectual battle when she believes she's right, especially in areas of work, ethics, or service. There's a deep internal need to win mentally, but in the name of fairness. Navamsha expression, Virgo, first house in the Navamsha, Mercury lands in Virgo in the first house, its own sign and exaltation, suggesting that on a soul level, Clara is naturally wired for intellectual clarity, detailed analysis, and refined thought expression. She carries past life mastery of organization, articulation, and mental service, particularly through communication-based roles such as writing, teaching, therapy, or research. She is likely very self-aware mentally, always watching her thoughts, speech, and their impact. This is a placement of karmic perfectionism, where her soul seeks not just to think, but to think rightly, helpfully, and with tangible results. Integration, mental precision, belief, and service. Outer Mercury, Purva Ashada second Pada, Sagittarius and Virgo Navamsha. Clara faces daily work and conflicts with mental precision, driven by ethical perspective. She believes in intelligent service and detests ignorance when it creates harm. Inner Mercury, Virgo first house, a soul that identifies with intellect and helpfulness, but must learn to balance self-worth with realistic expectations. Core conflict. Clara often holds herself and others to intellectual standards so high they become limiting. Her external belief-based logic can clash with her inner demand for mental order. Karmic lesson, to allow messiness in growth and to recognize that compassionate curiosity serves better than critical perfection. It's not always about being right, it's about being resonant. Summary of sixth house synthesis. Clara's Mercury placement creates a brilliant ethical mind with a passion for solving, fixing, and improving. She excels in roles requiring discernment, integrity, and service, particularly where words or ideas carry weight. But she must watch for mental rigidity, overanalysis, or spiritual bypassing masked as logic. Her highest expression is in turning intellectual clarity into active compassion and realizing that true mastery lies not just in facts, but in how gently she delivers them. Case study for Clara, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. 7th house, Sun, Venus, and Ketu in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada, Shravana, and Dhanishta Nakshatrapadas. Navamsha, Capricorn 5th house, Gemini 10th house, Virgo 1st house. Sun, 7th house. Capricorn, Uttara Ashada, 2nd Pada Navamsha. Capricorn, 5th house. Natal expression, the sun in the seventh house reflects how Clara defines herself through partnerships and social interactions. In Capricorn, the sun is in a sign of structure, status, and responsibility, giving her a sober, duty-bound approach to relationships. In Uttara Ashada, she brings a victorious, dharmic, and persistent energy to partnerships, but also expects loyalty, order, and tangible growth. The second Pada, ruled by Taurus Navamsha, lends an earthy, security-conscious layer. Clara may seek partners who are stable, capable, and morally structured. Use relationships as a platform for building status, reputation, or shared legacy. Subtly carry a karmic expectation that intimacy equals duty, potentially restricting emotional fluidity. Navamsha influence, Capricorn, fifth house. Internally, Clara identifies with creating structure through love, bringing responsibility even to joy. In romantic expression, she leans towards seriousness, planning, and consistency. Her soul seeks recognition for her emotional discipline, even when unspoken. Venus, 7th house Capricorn, Shravana, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 10th house natal expression. Venus in the 7th house brings charm, desire for harmony, and aesthetic values to Clara's relationships. In Shravana, ruled by the moon, her Venus becomes tuned to listening, loyalty, and emotional memory. The third Pada, aligning with Gemini Navamsha, indicates Clara values mental connection, communication, and learning in partnerships. She may form multiple deep connections over time or may hesitate in commitment without intellectual alignment. There can be emotional hesitancy disguised as social grace. She prefers gathering information before surrendering. Navamsha influence, Gemini 10th house. Inwardly, Venus drives Clara's sense of purpose through relating. She wants her partnerships to also reflect her public image, career, or social mission. The soul seeks partnerships where dialogue leads to mutual growth and where beauty is as mental as it is emotional or physical. Ketu, 7th house Capricorn, Dhanishta, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Virgo, 1st house natal expression. Ketu in the 7th house indicates past life over-identification with partnerships and detachment in current relational dynamics. In Capricorn, this detachment is often masked by responsibility. Clara may go through the motions but emotionally distance herself from partnerships. In Dhanishta, a nakshatra associated with rhythm, leadership, and cosmic timing, Ketu becomes subtly dominating, karmically mature, and emotionally closed off. The second Pada, linking to Virgo Navamsha, intensifies. A need to analyze and perfect relationships, leading to dissatisfaction. A karmic memory of servitude or imbalance in relationships, either giving too much or receiving too little. Clara may avoid emotional intensity in favor of functionality, creating relational gaps. Navamsha influence, Virgo, first house. At the soul level, Ketu points to a critical self-image formed through relational wounds. Clara's identity is shaped by what she shed or lost in love. She's meant to rebuild her self-definition independent of others' expectations. Her growth lies in integrating analytical clarity with emotional presence, not retreating from the heart. Integration, power, partnership, and past life dissolution. Sun brings strength and ego to partnerships, seeking recognition and structure. Venus adds grace, emotional depth, and communicative bonding, but needs intellectual stimulation. Ketu removes illusions in love, challenging Clara to find herself through, not inside, relationships. Summary of 7th house synthesis. Clara's 7th house is a power center of karma, transformation, and refinement. Her relationships are not light or fleeting. They are structured battlegrounds for soul evolution. She is drawn to partners who reflect her desire for excellence, yet must learn to surrender control, communicate truthfully, and embrace imperfection. Her challenge is to stop editing herself to be lovable and instead build relationships that honor her inner discipline and emotional depth. Her highest relational fulfillment lies in being heard, seen, and valued, not for what she performs, but for who she is beneath it all. Case study for Clara, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada analysis 9th house, Jupiter in Pisces, Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Cancer, 11th house. Natal chart expression, Jupiter in 9th house. Jupiter in the 9th house is in its own sign of Pisces, expressing its highest qualities of wisdom, faith, spiritual insight, and expansive worldview. For Clara, this is a strong placement that endows her with a natural inclination toward higher philosophy, ethics, and spiritual growth, a sense of purpose tied to teaching, guiding or inspiring through truth. A desire to explore both mystical traditions and creative imagination as part of her learning journey. With Jupiter in Purvabhadrapada, her belief system isn't surface level. It's fueled by intense reflection, a need to reform or purify, and a willingness to walk the edge between chaos and illumination. The fourth pada, aligned with Cancer Navamsha, adds emotional weight, nurturing instinct, and a need for devotional depth to her worldview. She likely mentors or teaches from a place of personal emotional transformation, holds strong spiritual moral standards, sometimes with a subconscious fear of betrayal or dilution of those values, may be drawn to spiritually rebellious paths that still hold deep inner devotion. Navamsha expression, Cancer, 11th house. In the Navamsha, Jupiter moves to Cancer in the 11th house, where it is exalted, suggesting the soul has cultivated spiritual generosity, visionary ideals, and deep emotional nourishment for collective welfare. This reveals Clara's inner growth thrives through emotionally bonded communities, spiritual groups, or collective healing endeavors. Her soul's fulfillment comes from bringing emotional wisdom to the masses, creating spaces where vulnerability meets transcendence. There's a karmic pattern of nurturing the tribe, often carrying others' hopes and dreams as her own responsibility. Integration, inner devotion, collective wisdom, and karmic belief systems. Outer Jupiter, Purvabhadrapada, fourth pada, Pisces and Cancer Navamsha, Clara may appear as a visionary idealist, deeply moved by the pain of the world and seeking truth through compassion, mystical study, or altruistic rebellion. Inner Jupiter, Cancer 11th house, her soul craves to nurture emotionally intelligent communities, lead by example of compassion, and live out her spiritual beliefs through social impact. Core conflict. The vastness of her ideals may clash with the emotional responsibility she assumes. She could absorb the suffering of others in her attempt to be a spiritual protector. Karmic lesson: to balance emotional devotion with spiritual discernment and to lead not through saving others, but by empowering them to find their own light. Summary of Ninth House Synthesis. Clara's Jupiter reveals a profound spiritual warrior of compassion, one who teaches from the heart and learns through the soul. Her wisdom is hard-earned, born not just of theory, but of emotional surrender and visionary courage. She is called to build soul-led collectives, contribute to the emotional and spiritual evolution of society, and hold her ideals not as dogma, but as open invitations to love, grow, and awaken together. Case study for Clara, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 10th house, Saturn in Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra, 1st pada, Navamsha Aries, 8th house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Saturn in 10th house. Saturn in the 10th house represents Clara's public image, career responsibility, and long-term ambitions. In Aries, Saturn is debilitated, but this often yields slow-burning strength through hardship and focused discipline. Rather than impulsiveness, Clara learns to structure her assertiveness. Ashwini Nakshatra in the 10th house marks her karmic imprint with themes of fast action, healing energy, and headstrong independence in the professional realm. The first pada, ruled by Aries Navamsha, emphasizes initiative, pioneering impulses, and raw vitality. But Saturn here channels that instinct with restraint, leading to a frustrated relationship with authority, often learning patience the hard way. Early career blocks or limitations, followed by breakthroughs through persistence. A tendency to question whether her instincts are valid, especially in leadership roles. This Saturn reflects someone destined to lead, but only after internalizing discipline, courage, and ethical responsibility. Navamsha expression, Aries, 8th house. In the Navamsha, Saturn moves to Aries in the 8th house, a transformative placement that reveals deep karmic debts around power, control, trauma, and rebirth. Internally, Clara feels a soul-level responsibility to investigate hidden truths, taboo subjects, or ancestral burdens, is drawn to vocations that deal with psychological transformation, systems of secrecy, or hidden mechanisms, e.g., finance, occult, therapy, crisis response. May face inherited fears around failure, visibility, or authority, which fuel an internal pressure to prove herself. This placement also shows a mature relationship with loss. Her soul is here to integrate what crumbles and lead with the wisdom gained from surviving the unknown. Integration, outer authority, inner alchemy, and delayed recognition. Outer Saturn, Ashwini First Pada, Aries in Aries Navamsha. Clara's professional karma is about learning to channel courage into constructive leadership while overcoming early life setbacks or confidence crises. Inner Saturn, Aries 8th house. Her soul's path involves mastering the alchemy of fear, survival, and transformation, turning emotional or spiritual pressure into maturity. Core conflict. She often feels rushed to prove her worth, yet simultaneously haunted by unseen emotional burdens that slow her down. She may fear losing control in high-stakes situations. Karmic lesson. To realize that true power is quiet, internal, and born of acceptance, not external force. Clara is meant to lead from her wounds, not in spite of them. Summary of 10th House Synthesis. Clara's Saturn reflects a career journey that is rooted in self-mastery and soulful responsibility. Though her path may feel delayed or blocked early on, it's designed to cultivate a depth of resilience and wisdom that few can match. She is meant to be a quiet authority figure, one who understands the weight of responsibility, not as burden, but as transformation. When she accepts the slow burn of her becoming, she embodies a leadership style that is both fearless and compassionate, born from the ashes of her own evolution.